Ode to Resilience.
It is 1786 and black women are banned from showing their hair. How it defies the laws of physics. Those who can't dream past this world are quick to flatten our crowns. Imagine that. A glow so bright is against the law. But you can't trap a light in your hands. It is 2019. Yet we still flow past boulders in our way and make it look easy.
Praise the heart that continues to beat amid the waves. Praise the body which breaks and breaks and still learns to walk. Truth is, what doesn't kill you reveals your layers of shield, and this life is war, and this living is fight.
This is my war cry.
I reach for my armor, analyze the different pieces in my wardrobe according to my strategy for getting through the day, pull my makeup brushes out of their sheath to blend war paint on my eyelids.
My resilience is tied close to a blade when I say this.
My body belongs here.
The safe haven of my own arms. For many women, there's no home apart from the spaces they feel.
Where I come from, drums speak, and so does cloth. Weavers create poetry out of textiles, tell stories with colors. Purple for healing, black for age, white for new life. And every time I walk up the stairs, I am greeted by my baby pictures, wrapped in kente, a patchwork of my parents' hopes for me.
This is my war cry.
It is a new thing with us, making good use of our mouths. The voice, like a knife, is sharpened to the point where it cuts by touching. If the tongue is beating out of shape long enough, it is no longer a tongue but a weapon. A slave familiar with your chains is no longer captive. It is master of one thing, knowledge. In knowing that we are bound, we are set free. And in speaking, we are made light.
This is an ode to rhinestones.
My mother's fabric pile spilling over and yellow when it has me feeling like I am the sun herself. This is a love letter to hair that announces me of first sight, in case my voice ever falters. To my gold and orange waist beads adorning my every move, and poops so big you can see them from the back of the room. My mom gave me my first blessing, Vaseline. A savior from ashy uncles and dull skin, always in her glove compartment ready to rescue my glow.
This is my war cry. I come from a long line of beauty as resistance.
Know how to fashion a reality into being right in front of your eyes. Gold chains, gold slippers, my grandma's gold tooth peeking out when she laughs at all those who thought she wouldn't make it.
Yet here she is, so here I stand.
Years of the burden of an untold story sit on our backs, and even then we walk straight. With our spine knowing the weight, with our spine surviving each day, we know this too well,
the silence doesn't serve us.
You attempt to teach us fear, make meaningless the depths of lives we've endured to get here.
Here
as a roof that does not collapse every time I start to believe this is home.
Here
as recognizing myself in the mirror, whispering, I am, I am.
Here
as the shield of many faces coming down with every dawn. Here as today, you have been summoned here to witness the truth in its naked form. That I too have been cut deep by a knife and have bled. That I too have seen the wounds and traced the scars and believe how liberating it is to watch it unravel, to finally see its toothless mouth, its breaking blades.
This is my war cry.
For every time someone has tried to make me feel small, as though my middle name does not mean morning sun, my rise is as sure as day and night.
My body, my first nation.
And at birth, I swore to protect her with glitter, with bundles, and amulets.
This is my fight.
With my sharp tongue, my scarred hands, and a voice that cracks but never breaks.
This is my fight.